It's a Cup of Tea show. I'm delighted to be joined for a kind of a special cup of tea by Earl Jenkins, who, for those of you who don't know, is chairman of Kingsley United. Earl is an old friend of mine, and we've got him in to talk about, well, just what Kingsley United are about, Tiber, and what's going on in Toxteth, and some exciting developments for the future.
Indeed, yeah, you okay, Anne?
Yeah, good, mate. So, I mean, I've been wanting to get you in for a while anyway, just talk about your youth work, because we've known each other for a while now, and I know how passionate, you know, you are about youth football, and, you know, if you just want to kind of tell, I mean, a lot of people on the Liverpool football scene know who you are, but maybe outside of Liverpool, maybe they might not. So do you want to kind of explain, I don't know where the logical point really to start is from the beginning, so do you really want to explain how you got into youth football and the reasons and the roots behind it?
Yeah. So it starts off a long time ago, 20 or more years ago. And I'd just come back from Africa, Namibia, working with Rally International. So the work over there was, you know, supporting communities over there and stuff. And while I was over there, I was like, this is brilliant, this. And it made me think a little bit about what I was doing in my own community kind of thing. Because at that time, I was a postman, just going to work, doing my thing and that. And I thought to myself, you know what, I want to be able to give a little bit more back at home as well. So I come back and I started speaking to a few people in youth work and what have you. And I basically put myself out there for some voluntary work. In the meantime, I was going with a girl at the time whose brother was needing something to do with his time. He was getting a little bit caught up in nonsense. So we went to a barbecue, like a friend's barbecue, and Howard Gale was there. And he was talking about the football and stuff, and we were talking, and I was telling them about the lad. And anyway, what happened was Howard said, well, look, bring him down, see if we can make something of him. So took him down to Stanley House at the time. Was there for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months or something, just watching the training and stuff like that. And like I've never played footy myself, really, anything to speak about. So what I did was, what happened was someone kind of left the team, and Howard said, look, there's an opening there if you want to get involved.